Negotiations to end Ecuador's crippling nationwide strike have been excruciatingly slow and complex, but at least they've begun. Outside of Quito's Basilica, Amazonian guards kept everyone at a safe distance. While supporters of the indigenous-led strike, which is now in its third week, danced for good luck. President Guillermo Lasso's representative warned that the government would not cave in to all of the strikers' demands, especially a 40-cent cut in petrol and diesel prices.
Those who agree to everything asked of them aren't doing the right thing. Rather, they're receiving orders. That is the characteristic of a kidnapped government, and we will not be one of those.
But indigenous leaders stood firm.
Our objective is for the wealth of this country, which we too produce, to be redistributed fairly and equally.
In the absence of a breakthrough, roadblocks that have crippled much of the economy, including Ecuador's key oil industry, were reinforced.
This is the town of Hualo, a poor agricultural community outside of the capital, Quito, where we arrived a short while ago to find this huge roadblock leading to one of the main highways in this country, as well as tires burning and tempers flaring. The residents tell us that just a short while ago, they had a violent encounter with security forces.
We saw an ambulance race off with one of the injured. An elderly man who was reportedly attacked by riot police inside his home. Gestures say they were fired upon at close range with tear gas and rubber pellets.
They came here to kill us. They have no compassion for women and children or the elderly.
While scores of security forces have also been seriously injured in running battles with protesters, the six fatal victims so far have been demonstrators. 60-year-old Beatriz Ramirez insists their strike is just.
We work the land with our picks and shovels to survive. We aren't rich, so we need the government to lower the price of fuel.
The government has agreed to alleviate farmers' bank debts and improve health and education services. And it's offered to decrease fuel by 10 cents a gallon. But indigenous leaders say that's not nearly enough. And so the government continues to weigh carefully its commitment to IMF austerity measures against a governability crisis that is worsening by the day. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Quito.